Our names are Safia El-Hillo and Murkdarat Yusuf, and this audio module on the women of Dahomey is part of the project Women in African History, produced by UNESCO to support the teaching of the general history of Africa. To see the related illustrated cartoon and learn more about the women of Dahomey, please consult the website unesco.org/women in Africa. Women soldiers of Dahomey. What we have always been is first, is the graceful side of war, its discipline and dance. We have been the first huntress, the forever protector, an earned royalty of strong backs and music. While the king sat counting his wives, we watered this land with our blood and watched it bloom. We were his might, and we were chosen, loving our people and none else. The wind was as we were, a force no one dared see, that all felt and none could hold. And when the men from across the water came to cut up our country, it was us who gave shape to the bladed end of a knife and taught them what it meant to be destroyed, who wafted through their fortresses, disguised in these hips and their gentle arch, before they came with fire, with metal, with blood in their eyes. We gave dignity to the spilling of life, learned love of the land in the same breath that taught us how we would be women of a beloved we fought for. This earth, our first beloved, our countrymen's shining brown, our right to a land named in our language, taught us a love to be honored by the body's every strength, its every corded muscle. We learned hunt as tribute, gave song to what was merely weapon, and danced in perfect step around what we were once thought to be two women to protect, until this very dance, this very womanhood, became the only force wind enough to love this land the way only a warrior knows how to love, and the language that the blood honors, that the body is willing to spill for.
Protecting the honor of her people and land as the imperialist aggression impinged on her beloved land. Her agile mind, fearlessly riding as the head, took her brave men to the frontal line. And to any man who did not wish to rise, she traded her shirt for what would be his pants, determined and braver than the brave man. She fought back, sending stripes at the colonial heart, grinding down the enemy, victoriously won at the Amba Alagay. Victory it was at the time. But victory not superseding her agile mind, this warrior empress saved her men from blood and demise, devising an elegant plan to kill the pride of the enemy at the Mekelle fort. She turned the fort into a prison, drying the well, slowly killing the siege at the fort. The imperial enemy was brought to their land on hands and knees, surrendering at last to this warrior empress, the braver than the brave man that she was indeed.